This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined a little later on by Landspeed Louise, Louise Noeth, who has been following the goings-on in Utah to do with the Bonneville Salt Flats and some very important news over the past couple of days. So we'll check in with her. We're going to kick things off by talking to a veteran automotive journalist. I worked alongside her at Motor Trend for many, many years, so I can't wait to get her here on the show. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's toll-free, so feel free at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, Brandi Schaffels is a veteran female automotive journalist and esteemed journalist, and we're very lucky to have her live on the line with us from California to tell us all about some cool stuff, including five trucks and SUVs for 2020. Brandi, welcome. How are you?
I'm well, Bob. It's so nice to be on the air with you again.
Absolutely. And as I said to you last night on the phone, we'll have to make you a regular contributor here to the show. Let's talk about some of these trucks and SUVs you've written about recently. Some of the 2020 models have already been shown, including a new offering from Lincoln called the Aviator. Tell us about it.
You know, the Aviator has been a long favorite in the Lincoln lineup. It's, you know, really well known for elegant performance and luxury accoutrements. But it also has great technology that will now allow this three-row utility vehicle to kneel when it greets you, and it can look at the road ahead to look at the uneven pavement. And now it allows you even to use your smartphone like a key. So it's really top of the line as far as luxury, comfort, and technology.
And, of course, you can get that exclusive black label package, which evidently they're doing quite well with. I have not had the opportunity to sample a black label product. How about yourself, Brandi?
So the black label products are sort of their own line in the Lincoln lineup, where they allow you, where they put together what they consider to be a top-level package with very exclusive colors and very exclusive materials. And then it also comes with special concierge service where when it's time for maintenance, they'll come pick up your vehicle and bring it into the shop for you. So you get kind of a white glove treatment when you buy the black label packages.
Yeah, it sounds very cool. Another thing that sounds cool is an all-electric adventure vehicle from a brand-new EV startup. Tell us about this startup and about the vehicles.
So Rivian is this new electric vehicle company, and what they've done is they've manufactured a truck and an SUV that are both on the same kind of electric platform. They both promise about 250 to 400 miles from a single charge that uses four electric motors to deliver as much as 750 combined horsepower and a 0 to 60 mile per hour acceleration that they say can be as fast as 3 seconds.
Wow.
And a top speed of 175 miles an hour.
Very cool.
They're very boxy looking.
Yeah.
They have a very simplistic design. The SUV itself is a 7-passenger, 3-row model that promises a towing capacity of over 7,700 pounds. And the pickup truck has essentially all of the same functionality, all of the same engine capability, but it's just a pickup truck body style.
That sounds cool. And, of course, Tesla's been working on the same thing, but it looks like these folks might be in the marketplace sooner.
Yes, they're definitely in the race. They're they've got models already in pre-production, and they're saying that they should be available in 2020. So, you know, it looks like they are going to meet or beat Tesla to the market on this.
Very cool. Jeep is a brand, of course, which is red hot with lots of different products, and lots of folks have been waiting for the Jeep truck, and it's coming along for 2020, and it's called the Gladiator. Tell us about the Gladiator, Brandy.
Well, imagine if you took the Wrangler, which everybody loves for its outdoor capability and its off-road abilities, expanded it, enlarged it a little bit, put a pickup truck bed on the back, but kept the same hardtop convertible functionality that everybody loves about the Wrangler. It has the same fold-down windshield that the Wranglers love, so they get that open-air freedom. It's basically a crew cab pickup truck, and it's built with aluminum doors and hinges and a lot of other pieces and parts so that it can reduce its weight and boost fuel economy, but it's still built on a durable steel bed, and it's powered by a 3.6-liter Pentastar V6 engine, but it's also including some engine start and stop technology to help improve its fuel economy. Ultimately, it's going to be boasting 285 horsepower and 260 pound-feet of torque, and later on, around 2020, it's also going to be offering a 3.0-liter EcoDiesel V6 that's going to be rated at 260 horsepower and 442 pound-feet of torque.
Very cool.
It's also promising, by the way. They're saying 7,650 pounds of towing capacity and 1,600 pounds of payload capacity. So in addition to its off-road prowess, it's got full truck capacity.
And the Jeep folks are going to love that. And I would imagine there will be some conquest buyers coming into the Jeep brand as well, perhaps for the first time, as they've been waiting for the return of a truck variant. And I understand folks will be able to choose from multiple different trim levels.
Yeah, they're going to be offering it in Sport, Sport S, Overland, and Rubicon trim levels, and we know that the true enthusiasts are going to love to go with the Rubicon because it's the ultimate in features, technology, and luxury for the Jeep brand.
And now we're up to a new offering from Hyundai. They have dumped their three-row Santa Fe XL, and they've got a brand new vehicle for 2020 called the Hyundai Palisade. Tell us about it.
Well, for Hyundai, it's a Palisade, and for Kia, it's a Telluride. They're both essentially the same vehicle. It's 4 inches longer than the Santa Fe XL, and it also offers much more interior space, 45.8 cubic feet behind the second row and 18 cubic feet behind the third row. So it's got all kinds of storage in addition to seating 8 passengers with a standard second row bench, or you can opt for captain's chairs that reduce that down to 7. One of the things that I really like about Hyundai and Kia, both of them, are that they really do package their vehicles with a lot of smart technology. And so this vehicle is going to come with a standard Hyundai Smart Sense package, which includes fully collision avoidance assist with pedestrian detection. It's got blind spot collision avoidance assistance, lane following assistance, driver attention warning, smart cruise control that allows you to continue to use it in stop and go traffic, so it will stop you right down and in 0 miles per hour and then keep going once traffic goes again. It's also got an important family safety feature now that's an ultrasonic rear occupant alert, so that it's going to let you know if you've forgotten a child or a pet in the back seat of the car. And it's also going to let you know in case your kids accidentally lock themselves in. And I'm a huge fan of safety technology, especially stuff that's family friendly. So,
sure.
And I think we're going to start seeing technology like this in more vehicles. It's already in some of the General Motors vehicles that will let you know if you've opened a door and put something in the back seat, and then when you get to your destination, if you don't open the back door again, it would be to let you know that you may have left something in the back. This is a really forward-thinking technology for people with families.
Yeah, that's definitely very cool stuff. There you have it, 5 auto show reveals of new trucks we're going to see for 2020. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk to Brandy about some really cool, rugged trucks. Don't go away.
Two lips touching together. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Esteemed automotive female Brandy Schaffels, journalist extraordinaire, joins us live here on the broadcast. And we're talking about some new vehicles down the road for 2020. And now Brandy will talk about some other interesting things. There seems to be this trend emerging among trucks, kind of an extreme kind of off-road performance bent. Tell us a little bit about this trend.
So the thing that's important important to note is that we've been seeing over the years that consumers are moving away from small passenger cars and moving into trucks. Now, the top three vehicles year after year have always been the Ford F-Series, the Chevy Silverado, and the Ram pickup truck. But in fact, I think about 65% of all vehicles sold in the last few years have been truck models. So the manufacturers are offering new vehicles that are going to give buyers more choices to allow them to do the things they really want to do. And that involves offering them turnkey vehicles now that they can go and buy from the dealership instead of having to go to the aftermarket to make it more suitable for their off-road adventures. And we're seeing, for instance, the first example I have is the Colorado ZR2 Bison. Now, when the Colorado midsize pickup truck came out in 2014, it was very popular right away because of its midsize. It was well-packaged. It was affordably priced. So Chevrolet is taking a new version of that that's going to add more functionality for off-road by partnering with American Expedition Vehicles to get great off-road aftermarket parts installed from the dealer so that they can get them from the dealership exactly as they want them outfitted for off-road adventures. They're adding front and rear locking differentials, off-road rocket protection, cast iron control arms. They add skid plates. They're doing heavy-duty equipment just so they'd be better prepared for rocky, jagged terrain that's going to allow them to really, really pull their own weight in a practical use situation.
It sounds very cool, and like you said, this is very much a trend that folks want to go right to the dealer and get these vehicles and don't have to dive into the Internet. Another interesting project is from the folks at Nissan with their Titan. Tell us about the Surf Camp.
Well, the Surf Camp was a fun vehicle that Nissan put together just to show exactly the same thing, how they could throw everything onto a truck and then turn this into sort of an all-inclusive beach oasis. And it's just one of an adventure series of lifestyle-themed projects that Nissan is putting out where they've got one that's meant for beach life, one that might be meant for camping, one that might be, they're outfitting them differently to show how they can be targeted towards, you know, different kinds of fun activities. They're meant to inspire the surfers and the fishermen, this one, and beach lovers, so that they can get a Titan truck and outfit it for their weekend adventures. This one is kind of modeled a little bit after a retro vehicle from the past. You might remember a Hot Wheels Datsun Bluebird wagon. It's painted the same color as that Hot Wheels Bluebird wagon, but it's cool. Been souped up to have racks to hold your surfboard or a paddleboard. It's got stowage for fishing rods. It's got a bed channel system, an Utilitrak system, and drawer system so that you can store all your fishing tackle and your wetsuits and other beach supplies. And on top of all of that, it's got a special cargo rack and a Rhino rack, cab roof rack, so that you can bring along anything that you want to take on your adventure. On top of that, it's got lighting from KC Highlights, super heavy-duty bumper for protection against the elements, and a solar shower so that, you know, at the end of your day's play, you can hose off and get back home without having to dirty up the inside of the vehicle.
That sounds very cool. Brandy Schaffels is with us, esteemed automotive journalist. If you have a question, our telephone line is 855-660-4261. If you have a question about any of these trucks we've been talking about, love to hear from you. Or you can always shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Certainly the success of the Ford Raptor has really been quite something for the brand. It's interesting in all the years that Ford produce specialty vehicles, whether they be Mustangs or whether they be some of the others along the way. There was a Focus and there was a Ford Contour back in the 90s and the F-150 Lightning pickup truck. But the Raptor has been the most popular of all those specialized offerings, Brandy. It's really done quite well.
Well, you know, the Ford Raptor, I think, kind of started this trend of these rugged, purpose-built pickup trucks because it offered high performance and it has a special suspension now that actually it knows if it's come off the ground so that before it lands, it can tighten up the suspension for a better landing. You know, and these other truck models are kind of following in their footsteps because they see the success of the Raptor and they say, hey, we can offer the same thing in our truck lines as well.
Yep, very true. Now, recently in Chicago, we saw a Harley-Davidson Ford F-150, and this had been done by Ford a number of times from 2002 to 2012, but then they stopped doing them, but it's back for 2019, and I believe it will forward into 2020 as well, and lots of cool extras on that vehicle, and of course, a brand that's been around as long as Ford, Harley-Davidson, debuting the same year as Ford in the year 1904. So some cool stuff for truck folks out there.
Well, you know, the other thing to keep in mind, I think Ford's been the number one selling vehicle in the United States for something like 35 years. They sold over 900,000 F-Series models last year alone. So by adding another option in their lineup, they're just giving consumers another choice that's going to add to those sales, keeping them at the fore of the marketplace.
It's amazing how we've seen this over the last 30-some-odd years, the F-150 being the number one selling vehicle. Does it surprise you at all, Brandy, or is this something that is just, you know, all Americans, especially Texans, of course, love their pickup trucks, and we're seeing more and more of the expensive ones. And sometimes when I have marketing folks on from the companies, you know, they'll say that one year they'll bring out, let's say, for example, General Motors, the High Country in the Chevrolet product, and folks demand even more luxury, we're seeing these trucks even being used as family vehicles in some applications.
The thing is this. The more choices you give to the consumer, the better your options are that they're going to buy your product. And when you offer something at the top of the line, it can be an aspirational vehicle that somebody might hope to own someday. Or it also serves to allow them to say, hey, I can't afford this one, but look at these other choices that are still, you know, in my affordable range. So yeah, it doesn't hurt them to put something at the top of the lineup. They may not sell, you know, a large volume of those vehicles, but it is going to help them sell other vehicles in their lineup because the consumer can then find things that are in their price range and still aspire to the other ones.
Absolutely. Hold that thought. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fund set up for the families of the 50 people killed and the scores of people injured by the attacks on two mosques in New Zealand has already raised $3 million. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the suspect, who remains behind bars, alerted authorities right before he went on a shooting rampage.
I was one of more than 30 recipients of a manifesto that was mailed out 9 minutes before the attack took place. It did not include a location. It did not include specific details. I'm advised that within 2 minutes of its receipt in at least my office, it was conveyed directly to parliamentary security.
A national period of mourning now begins in New Zealand. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Speed Louise is on deck, standing by to tell us about the latest on the Bonneville salt flats and some of the legislation that's been bantered about in the great state of Utah. Brandy Schaffels is with us. She is a female automotive journalist, a veteran of Motor Trend, and she's been telling us about trucks and some brand new vehicles we'll be seeing for model year 2020. A little bit earlier on today's show, Brandy, we had John Davis on from Television's Motor Week, and John and I were talking a little bit about the way the auto shows have changed in recent times, with a lot of manufacturers pulling out, and it's kind of a different ball game for manufacturers. They're being very picky and choosy as to where they have their debuts. And of course, Detroit moves to the month of June for next year. What do you think about this trend? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
Well, I think it's important to note that in general, the manufacturers are being a lot more careful about how they spend their money. Well, once upon a time, an auto show was just a giant extravaganza of demonstrating technology and body styles and ideas just to get shoppers' ideas on whether or not they like the vehicle, or it might have been a soft way to introduce the technology without actually saying this is what's coming. Instead of spending their money now on these, you know, one-off vehicles and giant, you know, extravagant introductions, they're doing it in a more practical way. They're showing us vehicles that are much more close to production. They're not, you know, let's go back in time. It's sort of a big news that a lot of my colleagues have been talking about. It's been, I think, about 10 years or 15 years since Dodge introduced one of their new trucks with a drive, a cattle drive, down the road in front of Cobo Center.
Yes.
They're not doing those kinds of things to announce a vehicle. Instead, they're showing us real technology and doing it in a more practical way so that they're more responsible with their money, because everybody knows that they've just got to be so much more careful with presentation these days and not being, you know, I've used the word extravagant. They don't want to be too extravagant anymore.
Yeah, no, that's very, very true. And I remember that that day in Detroit with all those cattle from, I believe they brought them all the way from Texas and put them out in front of Cobo Hall, which was a very expensive and bold move.
Right, exactly. And I remember back then we would see vehicles. I think it was a Tomahawk where they brought it out on the stage and it was a four-wheel steering type of vehicle where it could just spin right on its spot, you know, in its own footprint. They were demonstrating a type of steering technology that didn't ultimately come into production, but they wanted to be able to show what they were capable of. They don't have to go to such extremes to do that anymore.
Yeah, it's a good point. Well, Brandy, thank you very much for your time, and we'll definitely have to get you back with us real soon, but thanks for telling us all about these trucks for 2020 and some trends.
It was my pleasure, Bob. So nice to see you again.
All right. Thank you, Brandy. There she is, esteemed automotive journalist Brandy Schaffels, and we move from Brandy to Landspeed Louise, who joins us live right now to tell us all about the happenings in the great state of Utah with the Bonneville Salt Flats. And I understand, Landspeed Louise, that the past few days have been good ones for those of us who want to save the salt.
Oh, Bob, it hasn't been good. It's been historic, milestone, granite etching fabulous.
That's
when you think
wonderful.
About it, it's the first time in more than 30 years since the land speed racers began crying about, hey, there's something going on here with the salt, and you should, you know, this shouldn't happen. We need to save the salt. And nobody listened. It's been about 30 years. I've been involved with 4 years myself, five, you know, on the outset, but four heavily, to the point where I've turned away paying jobs because this is, I see it so critical. And last week, thank you, Utah. Thank you to the entire citizenry, to all of the representatives, to all of the senators, all of the aides. Essentially, they said, yeah, we agree with the land speed racers, with all the amateur racers, Bonneville should be restored, and we're going to put some money where our mouth is. And they have essentially voted $5 million that will sit in the Department of Natural Resources account, and it will wait, and there is no sunset on it. In other words, it won't expire in a year, and we've got to do this again. But it's going to be just for the restoration. They've also agreed to have the Department of Natural Resources help oversee this restoration, which puts Utah a bit in the driver's seat to help fix it, instead of having the BLM guys in Utah and gals who over the years have not paid any attention and have allowed this situation to manifest itself in the first place. And they also wrote in, very clever Utah, very clever, that we won't have any of this money spent unless the feds show up, who, of course, it's federal land and it was their oversight or mismanagement that let it get to this point. When they pony up the $45 million, we're ready, we're here, we've put the money, we are joining Save the Salt with the money they've set aside to restore Bonneville. Well, now, federal government, it's your turn. So that's where we stand. It's the first time in years that a federal agency has essentially earmarked money specifically for the restoration of the Bonneville Salt Flats. That's so huge.
It is, and I know you've been working so hard, and lots of folks have been lobbying, but this needed to happen. And did it surprise you at all, the happenings of last week, or did you see it kind of coming down the road?
This is politics. Told me a few years ago when I started writing this book for the university on the history of Bonneville that I would be up to my ears in bills and Senate and appropriation and lobbyists and shiny shoes and $10,000 suits. I would have thought you're out of your mind. But here I am, and I'll tell you the best part. The best part was the lobbyist asked for letters to go to the various subcommittee and committee people and the elected officials to say, please pay attention, please save Bonneville. Not only did the Lance, and this is for every land speed racer and everybody who wrote a letter, an email, not only did they respond, Bob, but they responded with such incredible, robust gusto that the lobbyist, who normally can't get enough of anything, said, please, if I could turn it off, stop the emails. The land speed racing community flooded, avalanched the entire inbox of every committee member on the Appropriations Committee, the Speaker of the House, all the big people, to the point where we believe we can count and quantify at least 750 letters within 1 week that we can count that between the few of us that were involved with the letter writing campaign got CCs back. We know there's at least 750, but those are only the people who CC'd us on those letters. We figure that we could say at least another 300 just sent the doggone letters and didn't tell anybody. They just got it done. So we figure there were 1,000 letters within 1 week that went to Utah.
Wow.
Oh, God bless every one of you. That's why I love the Land Speed Racers. They are a little, but boy, are they a mighty group.
Very well said. Land Speed Louise is with us here on Auto World. We're telling everybody about the good news and the Save the Salt Foundation and all the stuff that Louise has been doing over the last few years has paid off in droves. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about what this means, and we'll also ask her to tell us a little bit more about Bonneville. If you haven't been there, it's something you got to do on your automotive bucket list, so to speak. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Landspeed Louise is with us, and she's telling us all about the great news that the folks in Utah, the politicians, got together and are committing $5 million to the Save the Salt, and things are going to get better at Bonneville, and I love your enthusiasm, and you've been banging the drum steadily, and even at this past year's SEMA show, I know Save the Salt had quite a presence there. Tell us a little bit about what was on display at SEMA.
You know, and you bring up a really good point, Bob. So before I tell you that, if you'll allow me, please.
Sure.
I want to do a shout-out to SEMA, to the board of directors, to Chris Kirstein, the president, to all the people who run and make those decisions. I want to say right now, without SEMA and out their help for the many years in the background, and they never, ever ask for any kind of commitment. They never ask for any kind of, you know, promotion. They're just there. They have been there all the while. Without SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Marketing Association, we would not be talking, because this would be done. Bonneville would be gone. They are the underpinning. They are the quiet help. They are the shoulders on which we stand and we continue to fight. And they protect us and give us that hope. That's what SEMA has done. SEMA has given us hope all these years. So, and they've also give us free booth space at the SEMA show, which is helpful because it's expensive.
Yeah.
And the land speed racers that come out and bring their cars and their trucks and their motorcycles for free. This year it was the 911 Roadster from Dave Davidson and Vintage Hot Rods up in Chico. That's the first Roadster over 300. He was there and sat the whole week with his crew at his expense to just talk to people about Bonneville. We also had John Levi with essentially an astonishing sidecar streamline, a motorcycle that has reached in unbelievable speeds for the engine that he uses. We had Dave Spangler signing autographs and free posters to people that went by. And for those who may not know who Dave Spangler is, he comes out of the SEMA world. He's a former president of Hooker Headers, who retired and rode motorcycles and also rode bulls and rode bicycles in racing, and decided he would go back into a little bit of racing, and was driving the Vesco 444 Streamliner and then the Turbinator last October. 503 miles an hour, baby. Fastest hot rod on the planet. Thank you.
hand-built by Rick Vesco between two track houses in Brigham City. So doggone big he had to knock out the back wall of the garage to fit the car in. And 20 years later, they go 503. Oh, and did I mention, the next time one of you old guys say I'm too old, shut up. Because Spengler was 76 years old and drove 503. Get out.
Wow, that is so cool.
76! Now there's a spirit for you.
That is quite a spirit.
And there was no drum and fife.
Very good.
So that's the little dreams of little people who do, they are ordinary people doing really extraordinary things, and that's why you should save Bonneville. Even if you don't know a squirt doggone thing about a spark plug from a valve stem, if you go to Bonneville when those cars are out there, it is the greatest American mechanical circus you've ever seen in your life. It is a visual wonder to watch and to hear. The great thunder of the cars and the engines. And also, if you go out early enough, the great silence. There is a silence on the Bonneville salt flats you don't hear anywhere else.
Yeah.
Think about that. A real silence. So there is a great wonder there. Okay, so I'll be quiet now. You ask me another question because I could just keep going, and I'm such a blabbermouth.
Oh, no, your enthusiasm is great, and everybody is so excited about this news. What's going to happen to the Save the Salt Foundation? You're going to keep on spreading the word, and what are some plans in the not-too-distant future for the foundation?
Term plan is to dissolve it all together because we don't need it. But that's the plan. But in the short term, the next step is to get Congressman Chris Stewart from the state of Utah to do his part, and that's to go to the feds and say we need the extra $45 million for the appropriation for this $50 million program that will go over 10 years. And $50 million is a big number, let's face it. But when you talk over 10-year program, and they don't have to spend it all at one time, you spend it a little bit at a time, and each year you assess and take a look. Yes, it's working. No, it's not. If it is, we keep going. If not, we make a little adjustments. But it'll be a 10-year deal. Don't forget, it took like 35, 40 years for them to screw this up, so it's going to take a little while to fix it. So that's the next point. We have been talking with the lobbyists also in Washington and with the members of the House and the Senate, as well as the acting director, Brian Steed, at the BLM, and just giving them the 411 about what's been happening, because there's been a lot of musical chairs and a lot of people over the years that have been in positions of power and decision-making. You know, and Bonneville isn't very high on a list. So the fact that Utah voted this, when all the other things you might have to take care of in a state, and they voted that in, that gives us confidence. Same thing with the country. This is something, if you don't fix it, it's kind of like, oh, gee, you know, we probably should have not let them, you know, spray paint the noses of Mount Rushmore. Or maybe we shouldn't have clear cut the Appalachian Trail. Gee, that's a shame we lost that. Oh, gee, putting, you know, radioactive waste in the Colorado or the Grand Canyon, that was a bad idea. How come we did that? How come we didn't fix it? That's where we are with Bonneville. If we don't fix it now, you're not going to be able to restore this to the point where you'll have the racing community use it, as well as the Utah Rocket community that uses it on a regular basis. All the different commercials and movies. Think about it, people. When you see this big, wide expanse with these cars and these very interesting things, there have been a lot of commercials and a lot of films. Will Smith in Independence Day, when he's walking away from the crash, he's on Bonneville, honey. All that generates money.
But that money has been taken by the BLM local office there and used for other projects in Utah, not for fixing Bonneville, which has really annoyed a lot of the racing community. Bonneville is a bit of a cash cow that they have been draining on a regular basis because we're all a bunch of amateurs. It isn't like you've got a very powerful NHRA or NASCAR or NHRA, you know, the big IndyCar people. We're amateur people. We're mostly volunteers. So we're easy to take advantage of. So that's part of the reason I got involved and a number of the other people that are involved on all across this country. This is not just me. I am one of the big mouths, yes, but there's a number of other big mouths and folks that are just as upset about this, and without them, we wouldn't be able to do it. It's a small group, though, amazingly enough. So that's the long term is to get the federal money. We have the mining company on board. Intrepid has said without a doubt, and they have helped make the engineering plan that we are putting into place to fix Bonneville. They are a partner in this, and quite frankly, if we didn't have them, it'd be kind of goofy, because that's the process that the salt left. So the process to put the salt back is the same infrastructure. And what's weird and what everybody doesn't really get when I tell them this, and they think, you've got to be kidding me. They have been mining the salt off the International Speedway side. It goes over or underneath Interstate 70 into evaporation ponds where they evaporate out the mineral potash, which we need for agriculture. And the waste product is, Bob, take a guess.
Salt.
Yep. They get about, for like, every, it's like 3% is, or 4% is the potash. The rest of it is waste product. Instead of putting it back all these years since 1965, they've been leaving the waste product on the other side of the freeway. Didn't your mama tell you put it back where you got it?
Very good. So
that's
true.
All we're saying, man. Will you please just put it back? And we don't even want all of it. We want a little bit. We're not being greedy. Please?
That's right. Well, Louise, thank you so much for coming on board and telling us all about the wonderful news out of Utah. We'll have you back with us real soon.
Thanks, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's autoworldradio.com. And don't forget to check out thelubepage.com. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.